Thank you for calling Wells Fargo. This is Darren. Can I help you?
Hi, Darren. This is BZ Rieger. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I don't know if you remember, you had called us at the request of the head office. I'm calling. There's a group of us on the phone right now. We had spoke to you about 10 days ago about opening up some large business. And we had also sent a number of people from all over the world had sent a number of packages to both the board of director and Mr. Stumpf's office this past week. So we wanted to see if there was, if you had made any progress in looking into this for us, or finding out the right person in the head office who can help us with opening up our accounts.
Yeah, I had forwarded this. Nobody's called you back directly?
No, not as yet. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Well, it didn't sound like they were interested, so they were gonna. They didn't really want us to respond to this any further, so there isn't much I can do to help you right now.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell me why that is?
They just decided that there wasn't something that they could help out with.
Okay, so so Wells Fargo isn't interested in opening up large accounts and doing business with people with this scope all over the world?
Not for this type of situation, no.
I see. Okay. All right. Thank you so
much.
Thank
you.
Yep.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Back on.
Yeah, back on.
Back on.
It doesn't appear that John is there anymore.
It could be. What I liked about that, well, everybody, you guys tell me what you thought about that call. I thought that was a very telling phone call.
I thought it would have been interesting to say, what kind of business is it? You know, honest business with the people business? That's where I've heard that often. Like they don't want to accept this kind of business. But what is their view of what this business is?
Well, he said this kind.
Yeah, this
and that
kind.
Was a key.
Yeah, that's right. He actually gave us a lot of information in that phone call. You just had to actually listen for what he said, and then if you could feel it, he actually said words in front of and behind things. He actually said you just couldn't hear him audibly say them, but you're right, yeah. It's a dance of nuance, and that's, you know, I think that what's important to really tune into and play with, that they're not right today anyways, on the 30th of September, ready to say, yep, we know the jig is up, that they're you know, he took the call, he didn't hang up when I told him who I was, and he did remember who it was. So I think he told us a lot of information. Anybody else have a take on it, Kelly, or anybody?
Well, I believe that they are not in position, and I think others even said this, not in a position to help us. But this is bringing awareness about what is the change that's actually happening. So everybody that we touch, even Amy or Darren or, you know, just these phone calls and everything, is of the awareness. And will they be able to come forth with a system in the future? I'm not sure. I kind of think that there are going to be two systems, and maybe the bank is going to be the old system for a while, and it may not be able to transition, but it is awakening a lot of people in that industry.
Oh, absolutely. All of this energy that we're putting in is nothing but a success. So, you know, unless of course someone had thought, well, the only measure of success is if they have FRNs in their account right today, then okay, then I guess to them it's a failure. But it's doing what I set out to do, which is to bring awareness and conversation forward.
Absolutely.